This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are obviously a whole bunch of layers to this story. The American government, as I said, isn't happy with the ruling. The Treasury Department fears losing that tax revenue to the EU. American multinationals are, of course, displeased. And oh yeah, there's an election going on here where corporate taxes are already part of stump speeches on both sides. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that side of the story.
If, and that's a big if, Apple actually ends up having to pay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes, Apple could still break even on the deal.
The U.S. is going to pick up the tab for this.
Robert Goulder is tax policy counsel with Tax Analysts. He says if Apple ends up paying that tax bill,
strangely, Apple might not care, because then they get to claim a credit in the same amount to offset their U.S. corporate taxes.
Good for Apple, bad for the U.S. Treasury. Plus, Treasury says the Europeans are picking on the U.S., focusing enforcement actions mainly on American corporations. Peter Barnes teaches law at Duke University.
There's a direct financial cost to the U.S., as well as a concern about whether the Apple case is just the first of a number of cases against U.S. companies with big dollar numbers.
And there's lots of companies doing this kind of thing. It's corporate accounting 101. Try to pay as little tax as possible. Then again, it's popular with politicians to criticize corporations for shopping around for the best tax rate, especially in an election season.
No one wants to be a chump, right? No one wants to be a sucker.
Donald Tobin is dean of the law school at the University of Maryland. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump complain that big corporations exploit the system. Tobin says whether or not that's true, it pricks people's sense of fairness.
I think that plays very well for both the right and the left, and that's why you're going to continue to see it discussed in presidential campaigns.
In stump speech after stump speech after stump speech. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
We should say, by the way, that we called Apple this morning to see if Tim Cook wanted to chat about this whole thing. They never did call us back, which is kind of rude, actually.